Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
It's that time when we say hello to Diana Roberts from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre. Hello, Diana.
Hello there, Graham.
How are you today?
I'm really good, thank you.
Have a good trip?
Yes, it was good.
Good.
Not too bad.
Right, no sleighs in the way or anything?
No, not yet. Not okay. Yet.
So what we got going on in this county of ours?
Well, Graham, I feel I've achieved something here because I've actually found three events that are not Christmas related.
No, I don't believe it.
I didn't think I could manage it after last week, but I have found a few.
Right.
So the first one, starting off with the Mayor of Guildford, is having a wine tasting event at the Guildhall. Now, he's got two brilliant charities for this year, the British Heart Foundation, which of course could touch us all, couldn't it? And also the local Mayor of Guildford's Local Distress Fund, which is also always the secondary charity for the Mayor. And they're having a wine tasting event on the 30th of November in the lovely surroundings of the Guildhall. It's at 8 o'clock in the evening. It's a Thursday. And the ticket is £20, but that includes entry to win a surprise wine.
Oh.
And the whole wine tasting is being run by a company called The Smiling Grape. And their sort of sales pitch really is they've got a fresh and unique approach to wine retail, taking the stuffiness out of it. So, you know, when you go along and everybody seems to know more than you do, and you sort of feel, I can't really say this. Well, they make a big joke of it, and it's all really good. It's very entertaining, and you get to taste lots of different wines. Wines are for sale there as well.
Do you have to spit them out is what I want to know.
No.
Good.
No, this is the good thing.
You actually gulp
them
down.
And maybe you could stock up for...
Yes, for a certain occasion.
The festive season.
Right, okay.
Now, this next one is absolutely brilliant. Something completely different. It's a play, well, sort of a play promenade event that's taking place at the Spike Heritage Centre in Guildford. Now, that's on the site where the old St Luke's Hospital was, and it was in Victorian times the workhouse.
Oh, right.
And it is open as an attraction. It's well worth visit.
Right, okay.
Because it was completely renovated several years ago by the Charlottesville Jubilee Trust.
So it looks like what it was as a workhouse.
Yes, and they've decorated the cells, so they've got like the beds in the cells, and they've also got audio, so as you're walking down the corridor, you hear people screaming and coughing and stuff.
I was going to say, yes.
It's really, really good, and all interpretation all the way around it.
So you really feel like you're stepping back in time.
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye on their website, because they often do events with reenactors as well. Anyway, the wonderful Pranksters Theatre Company are doing an event it's on from the 6th to the 10th of December, but each night there's only a small number of tickets. There's only about 30 tickets each night, so that, you know, that will sell out very, very quickly. And it's called An Investigation. Now, the piece is brand new. It's been written by Philip Hutchinson, who is the custodian of the castle and who does the Guildford Ghost Tours on a Friday night. So on the Friday, it actually starts at, well, they always start at 12 o'clock at night.
Really?
So this is going to be uber spooky. And you enjoy and it's in conjunction with the Southwest Surrey Spectral Group.
I never knew there was one.
Lots of ghosties and beasties hosting an investigation into reported ghost sightings in the casual ward at the Spike Workhouse in Guildford. The series of unexplained deaths in the early 1900s may hold the answer to this mysterious activity. It is standing only, a promenade performance. There is no seating, but tickets are just £10.
All right.
And it's on for about an hour and a quarter.
Good.
So it's well worth it, because this is, you know, you're often looking for something completely different. This is it. Finally, my last pre-festive season event. It's a musical concert taking place on the 18th of November in St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Guildford with a young couple, Hayley Moss. Well, they're not a couple, if you know what I mean, but young pair, Hayley Moss and Ben Lake, live in concert. Now, they both have such an interesting background. They've released a couple of albums together of duets, and they've got a Christmas album coming out as well. Now, Hayley Moss, she comes from Norwich, and she was busking on the streets of Norwich with no formal training whatsoever, and was nicknamed the Street Soprano. Spotted by Norwich Football Club, she was then used to launch their 2016 season at Carrow Road, singing to the crowd. And since then, she's also performed on the Palladium stage, introduced by Bradley Walsh, with a mesmerising rendition of Time to Say Goodbye. Ben Lake, in his spare time, is a singing telegram. Now, that takes you back to the 80s, doesn't it? Singing telegrams. He studied at Trinity College. He's had a varied career all across the world, particularly in the States and in Europe. And he was featured in Spirit of the Dance out in Reno, Nevada. He opened the Rugby World Cup at Twickenham. And also the Bravo China 2000 celebrations at the Millennium Dome. He's had a solo album too. When he came back to the UK, he was in Jerry Springer the Opera.
Oh, right, yeah.
And in fact, won Best Western Newcomer of the Year, and still to this day remains as a cast member who performed the most performances in the show. He then went on to be in Phantom of the Opera, and he was also on The Voice way back in 2012.
Oh, right.
Where Tom Jones, he sang "I Who Have Nothing," and Tom Jones said that he really liked this. He really liked it. It was very, very good, but he felt it was a bit too operatic. But he liked it, and to keep doing what he's doing. So you got the pair of them. You got the street soprano and the tenor singing telegram voice performer. So that should be really good. Tickets are from the Tourist Information Centre, and they're only £12 for adults. Children aged between 5 and 12, just £5. So they sound like they're going to be amazing. I have actually stalked them on YouTube and listened to some of their stuff, and it's really, really good. Right, that's it. I'm sorry, it's Christmas now.
All right, here we
go.
I've tried to find you
non-Christmas stuff. So we'll start with the Christmas light switch-ons. I'll do some this week and some next week, otherwise it's far too long a list. On the 16th, which is next Thursday, that seems to be when they start, and it's certainly where we start in Guildford. And pretty much it's kicking off from about 10 o'clock in the morning, because there's an ice rink that's going to be in the village. There's reindeer on the rotunda outside New Look and the Friary. Lots of children's entertainment around town, lots of live music going on. And then from 6 o'clock, there's the balcony show. And that goes, you've got 6 o'clock's the balcony show, lots of people coming on the balcony. 7 o'clock is the actual Christmas light switch on. And then you've got the wonderful fireworks from White Lion Walk just after that, and then there is a stage, so music will go on till about 9 o'clock, and all the pubs and bars and restaurants are open. Kingston upon Thames is also doing theirs on the 16th. They begin the countdown for Christmas with carols around the tree as they get into the festive spirit. Lots of fun to be had and activities for children. Lots of special offers in the stores and restaurants. And theirs is, I think it's at 6 o'clock. You need to look on their websites. They weren't very specific as to the time. Then it comes to the Saturday, the 18th of November. Farnham is on the 18th. And that basically, it's from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the evening. They've got an action-packed day for the entire family. There's going to be a chance to see Father Christmas in his grotto for free, a live nativity complete with Mary, Joseph and a little donkey. And there's going to be various stalls selling hot food and drink and festive favourites. The big light switch on takes place at 4:30, so it's a nice early one if you've got little children that need to be in bed at a certain time, because if they get too tired, they get too ratty. And then live entertainment going on into the evening. So that's Farnham on the 18th. And the last one for this week, Camberley, is also on the 18th. They're going to be doing stuff from early in the morning. Now, calling all those with little toddlers, Paw Patrol are going to be in the mall. Now, you're looking at me like that means nothing, right? Anybody out there that's got a little toddler in the family knows exactly who Paw Patrol is. And when I tell you that the heroic pups, Marshall's going to be there from 11:30 and 12:30 and 1:30, and Chase, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, that says to me the same person's wearing both costumes. But never mind, let's not be pedantic.
Now, don't give the game away.
Got to give the game away. There's a Christmas snow globe in the atrium at Park Street for between 10 and 4:30. You can step inside the snow globe and have your photos taken. And the big switch on is at 5 o'clock, and there's lots of entertainment afterwards. So that's the Camberley one. And I'll find more for you next week. Now, I did mention the village in Guildford is going to be packed from now until Christmas. All of the little pod shops are full with lots of Christmassy lovely stuff, every single one. They've got things going on like magic shows, face painting, the ice rink, Santa in his grotto, lots of Christmassy entertainment. So do have a look. It's on the Guildford Borough website. Have a look at the village to get the times of the magic shows and things like that, because there's certain times a day. But there's going to be lots of stuff to eat, lots of stuff to buy, lots of things to do. So head for the village. If you're prepping for Christmas, Guildford Institute are doing a course, or lots of courses between the 30th of November right through to the 7th of December on flower arranging for Christmas.
Oh, right.
So they'll talk you through. It's £25, but they provide everything for you. So you have a choice of seasonal blooms and foliage. And Jennifer is the lady that leads it, and you learn new skills to make lovely natural decorations for your home for the Christmas period. In week one, you will craft a stunning centerpiece with candles to grace your winter table. Week two, you do a door wreath, and so on. So it's an actual course contacting the Guildford Institute, and you can make lots of lovely stuff, and because you can make them for presents for friends as well, which
that's
is quite nice.
A lovely idea.
Nice
isn't it?
Idea, isn't it?
Mm.
Of course, we're now into shopping as well. This is the other thing. So I've got three quick craft fairs. There's a craft fair at the Rural Life Centre on the 11th, so that's actually this weekend, this Saturday, from 10 until 5. Lots of craft stuff, as per usual. They've been doing that every year. And as usual, you can buy something special and get it gift-wrapped and cards too. Loseley Park have got theirs on the 16th to the 19th. That's 9 o'clock in the morning till 5. And they've just got lots and lots of stuff, and it's going to be in the Tithe Barn and special pavilions. 4 days of stylish shopping there. And there's lots of food as well. They've got Abijah Cookery School going to be demonstrating eye-catching and mouth-watering canapés.
Ooh, sounds
good to
me.
I don't think my Christmas at home is posh enough for canapés.
No.
But I'm happy to go along and have a look and taste one just in case.
Mm.
And, of course, they're raising money for Shooting Star Chase. And finally, one of the biggest is the Christmas Gift and Food Fair, used to be called the Winter Market, at Guildford Cathedral. That's on the 16th of November to the 18th of November. It's going to be in the marquee and in the newly refurbished cathedral building. They've got over 70 exhibitors doing bespoke Christmas gifts, decorations, chocolates, cakes, confectionery, liqueurs and wines, and also the cathedral shop is open as well. Do keep an eye out on their website, because in previous years, and I haven't heard for this year, there's been extra buses because the parking up there is usually good, but for an event like this, it's exceptionally limited. So they try and get you not to drive, but normally there's some extra buses going around. So have a look at the website just to make sure. But yeah, we're in Christmas shopping mode already.
Well, it's not the 24th of December. What's the panic?
Oh, for goodness sake. Yeah. I bought one already.
Have you? What was the first present you got then? How many weeks ago?
Well, it came yesterday. I treated myself to one of those lovely furry velour blankets to snuggle up with on the sofa at night.
Oh, is this a present to you from you?
No, my daughter clocked it and went, oh, I love that, I want one.
Now, are you going to wait till Christmas Day to unwrap it? Or are you
going
to be
snuggling? Well, I've got mine and I'm using it. Will I wait till Christmas to give her hers, or will I give it to her next time I see her? That's the question.
Right.
Oh, and I bought this cheeky little Santa that sings jingle bells for my grandson.
You'll have to bring it in.
Which is horrifically annoying, but very cute at the same time.
Yeah,
he dances.
Oh,
he's
my.
He's very cute.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, lovely to see you, Diana.
And you too, Graham.
And look forward to talking again next week.
See you next week.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.